Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
With unemployment skyrocketing and the economy going at a snail's pace, the financial impact of COVID-19 is on our minds. Today we talk with Darren Koss, a financial planner in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. Darren, we've been seeing stocks plummet and then rise a little, and it's kind of like a roller coaster ride. How do you typically advise people when we see these extremes? There are people who rush to sell off stocks, and then there are others who buy up all the low-priced stock to gain on that later.
Fear is a reaction, but courage is a choice. And obviously that relates to more than just the money part. But one thing we can't do is do the wrong thing at the wrong time. And I think at this point, because of what's happened, you always feel like you want to go sell your investment money, especially when you see it going down, because it doesn't feel good. But feelings aren't the way necessarily to make good decisions. With that being true, there are people that are selling, and this has been the quickest move down to what we call a bear market, which is 20% or more just in the past 17 days to get there. And typically it takes 7 months to 2 years. However, there obviously are great advantages to being able to move money into good quality companies that are still in really good shape. You just got to be sure that you have a good manager or a good advisor to use that can understand where to go with that.
Great. So what things are wise to consider as people prioritize where their money is going during this likely financial strain?
I think one of the biggest things, which has always been a good rule of thumb to follow, has been to always be sure that you have 2 or 3 months of cash on hand, period. No matter what kind of job you have, and the more uncertain or maybe more commission-based your kind of business may be, I would say that having that cash on hand to be able to pay bills and do things has always been a rule that should always be part of your financial plan.
Your emergency fund, so to speak.
Absolutely. You can't get too much out of your savings account these days to fit too much there, but I still say having that emergency fund on hand is very important. If the money that you need is there, you've got it.
Yeah, and it gives you that peace of mind as well, so you're not stressing out. You know that, oh good, I have those funds there. I don't need to stress or worry about that.
Absolutely, and that's something that should always be part of thinking through and talking through with your advisor, because the sooner someone like us knows what you really want to do and when you need money, the better we can make sure we plan and prepare that cash is available at least within that whole year. I tell people that often your money is kind of like a big orchard, and you've got this orchard and you just want to pick from the trees the fruit that it provides. But when you have to cut down trees and sell firewood, when the price of firewood's not so good and the markets aren't so good, you get rid of some of your orchard, and it's just the wrong time to do it.
Very good point. So for the person who's furloughed right now from work, and maybe they haven't built up that emergency spending plan, what can they do right now as they await unemployment or stimulus monies?
Well, we're finding more out about this, obviously, just as the whole $2 trillion package unfolds. Within 2 weeks, they expect to get people checks actually into their bank based on the last year or two's income. If your income is greater than $75,000, then you may get maybe just part or not all of these checks for you and your family. In the meantime, you know, if there are some voluntary things you're doing that you could cut back on, certainly do it for a little while. If you're adding to your 401k, though I wouldn't necessarily in a big way advocate this, if you need to cut it back for just a little while until things settle down and your income starts again, do it. But it could be a terrific time to be adding. So that's kind of a double-edged sword. I think making sure that you have a budget and you know kind of how you're living and what your needs are is a huge help. It gives you the ability to know what you need to have coming in versus how things are going to work over maybe the next couple of weeks to a month or two.
Great, Darren. And what about for the person who maybe they feel like they've trimmed and trimmed and still this is just a crisis for them financially?
Some of the new plans in place will give some kind of help with maybe delaying mortgage payments or possibly see some income they give helpful to pay some bills and take care of things, but they certainly won't take care of everything. As an individual, the one thing about it that we always hear but isn't always there is we need to always live within our means.
Absolutely. How can we budget during times of uncertainty, especially with a debt, like credit card or student loans?
Currently, I would highly suggest that in light of where interest rates are, if you happen to have a mortgage that you're paying maybe 5% on, you could certainly refinance that and make part of your current bills that you have. As you talk to your banker, if you could work those in and have it become possibly part of your mortgage so that you're not paying 15 or 20% on those credit cards, that may not be a bad idea. anytime you can reduce your mortgage rate by at least 0.5% or better, it would be very helpful. Currently, we're seeing some of the lowest rates that has ever been seen in history.
Right. And Darren, do you recommend that if you get that low rate, lock it in at a fixed rate?
Yes, I would right now because they're so low. The likelihood of seeing them lower is going to be very, very rare. And if you could lock them in now and keep them there for the rest of the time you own your house, you're going to be in really good shape.
Great. And do we need to look out for the refinance charge?
Yeah, you should always do that. Sometimes they'll just do a modification and they'll just allow you to do it without doing the whole thing all over and doing an appraisal on your house and all those pieces. However, if they're going to do that, it makes sense and you can save the money. You could save that money within that first year or two at the most, even if there are some expenses involved. It still pays because in the long run, you still won't be paying as much overall on the loan that you have outstanding.
Great. Darren, and as a Christian, any advice for people when it comes to their finances?
Well, the Bible has a lot to say about money, as we all know. And sometimes I know our pastors are a little reluctant sometimes to talk about it. But if Jesus could do it that much, then I think we should, too. And I think in that regards, we're told not to be a slave to our lender. And it just means don't get yourself at a point where you have to do so much or stretch yourself so far in order to make things work. We hear sometimes people say, hey, money is the root of all evil. And of course, we know that wasn't exactly what was said. It was the love of money that's the root of all evil. And so having that be the priority in your life will always be a problem. Jesus always needs to be first, and then your family, your work, and your finances all kind of come after that.
That's financial planner Darren Koss. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.